to be famous.
What's going on? I am the famous nobody in here with episode 273 of Ignorant Philosophy, accompanied by my brother DJ Boogie Bang.
DJ Boogie Bang, aka Mr. Mirror Mirror on the Wall, who the most prettiest DJ of my also knows the gorgeous one, better known as your highness, this Boogie Baby in the building. You feel me? And I almost fucked up because I ain't so used to it coming around to me so quick.
So quick, bro. My boy Keenan is I don't know what happened to Keenan.
Yeah, SARS.
He definitely got SARS. He ate some bad poom poom or something.
Probably hit something raw. Like somebody gave him pneumonia.
Yeah, so he's out sick, but we told him we can hold it down because he be high. So a lot of the times it just be me and Boogie talking to each other.
In here anyway.
It really just be us talking sometimes to ourselves. So it's all good, but hopefully he'll be better.
By the show, at least, which is 8:18.
8:18, Epic Orchard Lounge.
Hope y'all got y'all tickets.
Please get the tickets. The link for the tickets are in the description of this here show. It's on the Facebook page. It's on the Twitter page.
You can still pay at the door, so don't feel pressed, but tickets make us feel good.
Yeah, just let you know. It gives us an idea of how many people are coming, how much money has been made, what we can do with the money.
Can we buy a bottle? Can we not? I don't know.
You feel me? Buy some juice. I just poured a whole glass of water.
What? Nigga lost his water. Water boy. How y'all doing? Not Really Radio episode 22 is out right now on SoundCloud. You know what I mean? I dropped that. Sorry for the wait. Joint vacation's over. Oh, my man's looking for my water. I figured I'd just plug that in there. You know what I mean?
Please be sure to subscribe to everything, man. It just looks good for the brand.
Niggas really got a lot going on.
A whole
Make
lot.
Sure you like all our Facebook pages.
Yeah.
We got a lot of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not really, though. Black Widow, Not Really Radio, Side Inc.
Well, Not Really Radio doesn't have one yet. I need to make one for it.
Why, though?
I feel like because it's its own business, so I feel like it should have its own page. Ooh, I feel like I could post it from the DJ Boogie Bang page.
Yeah, because it's yours.
Right, but it's its own entity.
Like somebody was
time.
Like, why don't you have a Black Widow podcast page? Like, what would I post on there?
Because somebody would know. You would post the shows. Because somebody would know Not Really Radio before they knew me.
Yeah.
So if someone's looking for Not Really Radio on Facebook, they would need to look up Not Really Radio.
Yeah.
Right? But they can't do that because it's under DJ Boogie Bang.
But if they don't know what the show is, if they listen to Not Really Radio, and
like
they,
I'm
look,
saying,
at, and they look in the description and it says, hi, I am DJ Boogie Bang with another episode
but
of Not
Really
Radio.
But they have to find it first.
They have to find you.
Right. But they, what if some friends say, you heard Not Really Radio? Like, what if they skip my name? You know, people don't listen. People got short attention spans. I don't know.
I guess your thinking of it is correct. I'm not saying that it's wrong. Mine is probably wrong because you got to think.
You're probably right too, though.
As a person,
I haven't done it yet.
As a person, why would I want to manage 17 pages?
But I'm here. I am though managing Black Standard, Trapping Tacos, DJ Boogie
Bang.
That
is a whole lot of pages.
Yeah,
that you're not posting on them.
I'm posting on all of them actively every day.
That's too much.
It is, but I mean, it's really just reposting a lot. I got the Thought Ink page now. Go buy y'all a T-shirt for real. With the link in there.
It's just a lot of it's just like for Black Widow. It's only 10 episodes, and it's only so say best case scenario, everything goes according to plan. It's only 10 posts.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like we gotta just look at it like everything we do is a separate business, though.
I don't want to look at it like that.
Yeah, because I don't want to, which we gonna have to, like, because at the end of the day, we can't, like, if Not Really Radio makes a lot of money, we can't put that with Ignorant Philosophy's money.
DJ Boogie Bang money,
right? Right, right, but it can't be like, but I wouldn't put that with Trapping Tacos, though, you know what I mean?
No.
Everything got its own situation. Like, I'm just the umbrella. I'm the umbrella. Everything else fall under. So yeah,
I think that's probably
know.
Why I don't try to
I don't know.
Create it's, too it's many weird. Things under me. Like, if you have a brand, if you're an artist, I'm not following your page and your artist page.
It's a lot, but everything I do, it's like different stuff on everything. Like, I wouldn't even post shit that I would post on other pages, on my page.
Probably because, I'm sorry, guys, if you have a brand, this probably helps you out a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of entrepreneurs and dreamers to listen to.
Yeah.
And Keenan ain't here, so we can connect to a different level.
I just know, like, so if I'm writing, if I'm doing Black Widow, and I'm DJing somewhere, just come to my page. It's my shit. I'm writing all of this. I'm coming up with all of this. Yeah. I am the person that's behind all of these pages.
I get what you're saying.
The false sense of security, the false idea that there's other people running these pages and it's just me. No, my nigga, I'm going to run all
of
these pages.
I get what you're saying 100%.
It's just a lot.
I'm just saying, like, if you did, like, if you got Ignorant Philosophy, say you went crazy with DJ Eric Dizzy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Say Black Widow, you can't all put all things. That. Right, all these things, they're their own entity, so you got to separate them.
Hey, man, just make sure y'all follow all the pages we have created.
Boy, oh, God, nigga.
Because there's a lot going on.
It is a lot.
Keenan posted something on Facebook. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick because I don't want to misquote him. But I was nobody replied to my post, so I'm assuming I got
you be people. You be having some gold comments, you know, nobody. I'll be like, niggas is sleeping on my mans.
I'll be trying to get the most likes on people's comments. But I also
niggas slept on my comment on y'all shit today when you was posting about that video.
Yeah.
I said the fuck y'all on. I thought that was hilarious.
It was.
When I posted that.
And nobody responded.
I ain't get no ha ha's.
Nah, man, that's not.
Go ha ha my shit, y'all.
Go ha ha. He said something. I can't find it because you know Facebook doesn't do anything in order anymore. Like niggas don't put anything in order, and people say why is because they want you to pay for it. Because my homegirl was like, why? Oh shit! 30 shot over 3 hour span in Chicago, including 11-year-old and at least 11 teens.
What?
God damn.
Keenan be having that ghetto news on his page, boy. Bruh,
that's a whole lot of people.
That's a lot of people in 3 hours.
Yikes. But he said something about, you know, support your friends.
Oh, I did see that.
And I was like, maybe your friends aren't that good.
You shouldn't have to beg your friend. Yeah.
He don't
know that, though.
Yeah, I mean, you do know that. His sister's a rapper. He's never posted her music.
You're right.
I'm not saying that she's bad by any means. I'm saying your people shouldn't have to beg you to, like, don't tag. Don't, if you have an event, I know you have an event, don't tag me in it.
Yeah.
99 people you're tagging and only 3 like, you know what I mean? Like, now they liking it. I don't know. Yeah. I never was the one to do that. As many.
I used to complain about not getting support, but then I just started
doing better stuff.
Doing work and support came.
Yeah. It has to be good.
Gotta be good.
It's just a whole bunch of
shout out to everybody that don't feel like they're getting support.
I mean,
I feel you.
I don't feel you.
I mean,
just do better work, or you know, learn how to market yourself better. 2 Chainz posted something on his Instagram. He said everybody want to be a rapper until they realize they have to pay to be a rapper.
Yeah,
like early on, Ignorant Philosophy, I was paying
to get on,
paying everybody every guest that I had, I paid them to be on here. So, and I paid for Facebook promotion. And I paid for all of these things. You're not just going to post something and think, as soon as you
just think shit's sweet,
yeah,
post a link.
Yes, because when you post a link on Facebook, nobody's going to see it because the algorithms want you to pay for
promotion. You can tell that on all our business pages. It'd be like 4 people saw this. You'd be like, what the fuck you mean? It's like 1,000 people that likes this shit.
Yeah.
How'd only 4 people see it?
Because they want you to
pay.
They
want you to pay for that shit.
Yeah.
As soon as you put $5 in their pocket.
Oh, yeah.
5,000 people seen your post. Oh.
Yeah, they do that shit all the time. I'd be like, damn, $5 to get you all of this? That's tight. Yeah,
shout out to $5.
Man, imagine if you a big corporation like Target or something, and you can put $1 million behind.
I dropped my shoe. It's cool.
$1 million behind something, but yeah, man, Travis Scott and let's get into some stuff. We got some emails. YG and Travis Scott both dropped albums. Iggy Azalea also dropped an album. Her dropped another album.
That is some really good music right there.
Yes,
Travis Scott album is really good. That Sicko Mode.
You know what? I tried to listen to the Travis Scott album. The first time I listened to it was really good. Mm-hmm. I'm a Travis Scott fan. So the first time I listened to it was really good. But then, if you're not high, it's just a lot of auto-tune.
Yeah, I was high. So
it sounds really great when you're high. It's melodic. The beats are crazy. But when you're not, after like the 5th song, I'm like, this is too much auto-tune.
There's some club bangers in there, though. So I find satisfaction with that.
I tried to listen to Iggy Azalea's joint, too.
Mm-mm. I would never.
Why not? She can rap.
Hey.
She can rap. I mean, no.
Well, that's what he's talking about. All right, there you go.
No. I mean, it's just her regular rapping. It's just her regular self. And I just feel like I don't understand when everybody went against Iggy Azalea after Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy was her big hit, and everybody was like, hey.
Oh, that was her song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm so fancy. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, oh, I think you're talking about somebody else.
You're talking about Azalea Banks.
Yeah. Nah. Oh. Nah, I like her.
White girl.
Yeah, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I need to check that out.
It's cool. It's nice. I mean, it's her.
Yeah.
Ain't no bangers on there, but I ain't listen to her either. I didn't listen to her's album.
I still haven't listened to
Internet's album.
I'm going to listen to her. Internet dropped too?
Internet dropped like 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago.
I'm missing some shit.
You missing some shit, bro. But they said you can get Apple Music on your Android.
Yeah, shout out to Android.
But you still paying for your Apple Music?
I got my iPhone still. So, yeah.
Ideally.
But now I don't want to pay for Tidal.
definitely not paying for Tidal.
All right. So I guess I got to make a decision.
You do have to make a decision.
All right.
I'm not paying for Tidal.
I need to see.
If it's, I have Apple Music on my phone already.
Yeah.
And just there already. Why go out of my way?
I still got like 60 days left in this free trial, though. So
I'm a Drake stan, so.
It's on there, I think.
It's Apple Music.
It's on Tidal.
Drake has a deal with Apple Music, though.
It's on Tidal, though.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
If my favorite rapper was Jay-Z,
yeah, I guess
I would just get Tidal so I could get all the exclusive stuff.
You like LeBron fans?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite player played for the Clippers. I'm a Clippers fan.
Yeah. Speaking of LeBron James, he opened up a school.
Shout out to him. That's really tight.
You would think that niggas couldn't open up schools in America the way they always go to Africa.
You would think they couldn't do it. It's so many schools they open up everywhere else.
Except here. And my man
niggas
LeBron
is getting free electricity everywhere else.
Everywhere else. But they do it. He's good. I mean, I honestly think that this just does something to his legacy.
It puts him over the top.
Yeah, it does something that Magic Johnson couldn't do. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan didn't do. Kobe Bryant didn't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like LeBron James is very angelic, man. Because before this, he was still sending niggas to college. Like, a lot of kids.
A lot of kids to college. And now he's sending a lot more.
Yeah, he opened a whole school. They said they get free tuition, free uniforms, free breakfast, lunch, and snacks, free transportation within 2 miles, a free bicycle and helmet, access to food pantry for their family.
Bruh.
Guaranteed tuition for all graduates to the University of
Akron. He's feeding niggas. Giving niggas bikes.
And you're making sure that all the parents of these kids have their
shit together.
Their GED. Mm-hmm. At least their GED.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
That's a lot of money he putting up.
I mean, if you thought he was a flop monster before, you kind of like, all right.
He's still a flopper.
He is a flopper.
Don't get it twisted. But he still be crying.
He flopping for a cause.
He flopping for dollars.
I don't know, man.
Some charity flops right there. I like it.
Man, any nigga that go out of his way to make sure that all of these people are good and inspired, and you just gotta respect them, bro.
Right in my books,
man. But not everybody winning out here because Blake Griffin reportedly has to pay $250,000 in child support.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's enough to make a nigga not want to get rich and have children.
Yeah,
or leave your girl for Kylie Jenner.
I mean, she really a finesse artist because she got pregnant by a football player too.
She did?
Yeah, she getting 150 from him.
Damn. All
right. So she really just out here to get
pregnant. I just need to get pregnant.
Right.
Obviously.
Shout out to sex changers. What's up with it?
That's just too much money. Kids don't cost that much money.
My kid costs about $20 a week. all three of them. I'm not
$250,000.
What can you possibly do with $250,000 a month? Like, I would.
Toys R Us is closed, so that saves you $200,000.
You might
as well
buy Walmart and move in it.
You might as well.
Now you don't need nothing.
If he spent $40 million to open up a school, you get $250,000 a month. You should be good by the time the kid 18.
Good as fuck. More than good. You and the kid good. Bro, it take 4 months to get a million.
Bro, my thing is this. Do Blake Griffin still have to take care of the kid?
Does he even have that much money?
That was another question that I had.
Like, I'm not even seeing Blake being able to put up a million and a half every quarter year.
That's too much money,
that's
man.
That's a lot of money.
You and the judges should see that this motherfucker is taking advantage of me.
But the judges don't see that. They got their little calculators. And they go off motherfucker income and think shit cool. Like, if I'm a judge, fuck no.
It should be a child support cap.
It should be a child support cap. Because kids don't cost. If one motherfucking mom can get $250,000, why can't the next one?
Bro, if there are women out here that are 16 years old working at Taco Bell, taking care of two kids. You mean to tell me that this lady who does nothing
shit
gets $250,000 a month from a basketball player
for doing nothing?
If a person can live off of $20,000 a year with a kid, what the hell are you giving them $250,000
a month
for a kid? $250,000 should be a yearly salary.
A yearly salary, bro. I don't think I'm worth $250,000. Like, motherfucker could buy me for $50,000 right now.
50K, I'm out of here.
All my likes, all everything about me.
I have it. But that's a lot of money.
Look,
bro.
What is going on? I don't know. Shout out to Blake Griffin.
Shout out to the women who finessing these niggas out of $250,000 too. I think we ought to forget that there are people, there are victims, mm-hmm. and there are victors.
Yeah, shout out to the victors.
If you knew, if there was any, like, at any instance, you knew that if your woman left you, you would have to pay $250,000. Wouldn't you be on your bestest behavior to not ever do anything stupid to make her?
Sounds like prison to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you might, if you good, she might leave you and not take all your money.
Like, bruh, they,
like, what the fuck?
I'm just surprised that a rich motherfucker hasn't come up with condoms that when you shoot inside the condom, mm-hmm. there's a little gel mm-hmm. at the tip of the condom, you know, the little spermicide, but it's like, you know, all right, for people who don't read the condom box, you're mm-hmm. supposed to grab that tip and then put the condom on.
Right. What if, all the air bubbles out of
it. Yeah. So what if there was a little gel in there mm-hmm. that when you came, mm-hmm. it mixed with the sperm and killed all the sperm inside of it. So that way they can't go take this, because that's what women are doing. They take the condom one and then get up.
Boom, I see boom, what boom. You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bit much.
It's not a bit much if you got to pay $250,000 if one of these little motherfuckers get in there.
I'm just saying, I heard the vasectomies went down. So that's an easier option.
That is an easier option.
My fuck told me it was going for $450 now. I said, bet.
But if you don't have kids, I can't go in there and get one.
You can go get a vasectomy if you want to get a vasectomy.
I can.
Motherfucker can't tell you can't cut your shit.
They can, though.
No, they can't. It's your body.
They tell you that you shouldn't do it.
I don't give a fuck what I shouldn't do. I'm grown and I got this money. Come on in. What are you talking about? It's like somebody saying you shouldn't get sex changed. I don't give a fuck what I shouldn't do. Like, what you talking about?
I need to secure this bag by not getting.
You shouldn't go get an ass job. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
Motherfuckers still going to get their tits done.
Man.
It is what it is. Snip me. I'm out here. What you mean?
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I'm done.
$250,000, bro.
I'll be damned if I get rich and motherfuckers start acting different.
I just think that that's just like, we should commend the women. Like, how do these women get inside of these circles?
Yeah, that's some secret society shit going on.
The women?
Yeah.
Like, how do everybody keep sleeping with the same women?
Oh, I mean, the same way we do.
We don't have a larger pool. You got to think. We only have.
They got the same pool we got.
The world is much bigger than the
pool.
Yeah,
but they still got their own layer.
Mm-mm.
Like, they don't go below, and they can't really go above. Like, Blake Griffin ain't hitting Beyonce, but
Blake Griffin,
fucking
Blake.
Drake can. So you feel me? So yes. They got their little layers.
But everybody, have you seen Drake's baby mother?
I'm just saying.
She looks like a Tyrannosaurus Prex.
Right. Shout out to Drake for making the mistakes like niggas do. That's why I'm a fan
of
his,
because
he's real.
You too rich to make these mistakes.
You're too rich to make the mistakes, but mistakes. Because
he had that condom, he'd have been good.
He got them good drugs, and sometimes shit look a little different. I don't know. Shout out to him, though.
Man, shout out to her for having the ultimate come up. The ultimate come up, because I'm pretty sure she wasn't as balling as she was right now.
He was probably just drunk, got raped.
He got raped.
Yeah. Raped him.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk.
He said it only happened twice.
Right.
I can't imagine only having sex with a woman twice mm-hmm. and she get pregnant on the second time. You know how many women I've had sex with consistently?
Imagine having sex with a woman the first time and she getting pregnant.
I don't want to do that.
Be like that.
It shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't, but it is.
Shout out to all the women who got pregnant and they didn't have an orgasm.
Nah, that's. That's.
Can you imagine a nigga like
Gave you 30 seconds of meat and you pregnant.
That's $250,000 worth of traumatized.
Hey, you gotta pay for that. There's a pain and suffering in there.
Bruh.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Blake Griffin stroke week. Tinging the orgasm.
Hey man. That's crazy. So this I just saw this. It says Drake drops $14,000 for New Orleans inspired In My Feelings mouthpiece. The gold mouthpiece that he wore in that video. First of all, let's talk.
That motherfucker was so ugly.
It was, but it looked so New Orleans.
It looked so good, though.
Shout out to that In My Feelings video. We said it last week that when it dropped, it was going to break the internet. I didn't know what he was going to do, but that Felicia Rashad, La La intro.
It was a good video. It made me happy.
It really did make me happy, man.
I smiled watching it.
I did too. I'm just happy that Drake's my favorite rapper. Mm-hmm. It makes it very easy.
He's entertaining.
Yes.
He put Shiggy in the video.
He put Shiggy and Big Frida.
Big Frida.
He should have put Big Frida in the
Nice For What?
Nice For What video.
It wasn't. It didn't really fit Big Frida, though.
She's a woman.
Yeah, it didn't fit this boy.
Literally. She should have. I mean, that's what she said. I'm on a song. You didn't put me in a song. I mean, in a video. Boom, 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 boom. But, I mean.
Like, motherfuckers is crying. Why are you crying? I ain't got to put you in my video. I'll put you on a song. She been going on tour ever since then. Like, why you open my video? I did enough. Like, damn, you motherfuckers know, can't do nothing.
I said the same thing. I said, would you rather him have paid you?
And just said, fuck it? Like.
My thing is that he didn't even have to ask.
He didn't have to.
Like, when some people don't understand, it's like, even if it's your music, you don't. I can go to your publishing and get this music and not have to talk to you at all.
And give them a $1,500 check.
Yeah.
Because they don't give a fuck about this old ass song you did.
Yes.
And nothing, but no, I called you.
He put her in my feelings video. So I guess that's up.
A good look, though.
But Shiggy was in the video the whole time, which was tight.
Really tight. And he had a little acting role in it.
Acting role in it. I mean, you got to put the nigga in the song that made the song hot. I don't even think it was a single.
That's what I was saying. Shiggy boosted that motherfucker over the top.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling y'all. Y'all weren't arguing me.
Who? We was?
Yeah. I said Shiggy was the reason that song was hot. Or maybe it wasn't y'all. I was arguing with somebody. I don't know. It had me fucked up.
I just like the fact that.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't y'all. Never mind.
I like the fact that you can go viral and your song is now
number one on the charts.
And it streams more than. Because everybody was doing the dance.
Everybody. Videos, all kind of shit. I wanted to do it, but my knee started hurting.
My knee hurt bad right now. I need to chill out.
That's in their mind.
Nigga needs to go viral off the podcast.
We start dropping videos again.
That shit didn't work the 3 years that we did it.
Yeah, but I mean, consistency is key.
For three years, it's consistent.
You got to just keep digging, bro. Like, you ever seen that picture with the dude digging himself out the hole? And then he gave up, but had he just kept going like two more strikes, he would have been free.
In theory.
Right. I'm saying we just got to keep going, bro.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's up.
That's my positive influence for the day. I hope y'all take heed to that.
Take heed to that. I just don't understand why so many people are getting shot in Chicago, bro.
They got guns. A lot of them.
We got guns.
They say we up there, too.
It's troubling because it's like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think like, you stay in the house.
Yeah, what do you do when it's Chicago, and Chicago is really close to Indianapolis? It's extremely close. But the rest of the city, it's like Indianapolis. It's like, look, the ghetto of Indianapolis, my guy, is so messed up. But as soon as you leave out of that area, mm-hmm. So as soon as you leave from the east side of Indianapolis,
it's some good shit over there.
Yeah, there's nothing happening like that. And if all you have to do, imagine when the last time you saw the news. You feel what I'm saying? I don't watch the news.
I watched that shit today, and it was hilarious. I want to tell you about what I saw on the news today, because it was funny.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, dig. So I'm watching the news, right? You keeping up?
Yeah, watching the news, right?
All right, so they was talking about how this dog.
Because they brought Superman back to life. Is that what just happened?
Yeah, Superman. Okay. We watched Justice League. The movie's so ass.
This movie's so ass, bro.
I was watching the movie, the news, and they was talking about how they discovered a new deadly disease in dogs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that was the first story, right? But then the next story immediately following was like about how these firefighters just saved this dog. So I was like, all right, that's cool. So they told me how dogs got this deadly disease, but it's cool because firefighters still out here saving them. The story immediately after that was a rhino destroying a tourist car.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay. So dogs got deadly diseases, but it's cool because firefighters are saving them, but animals is still out here eating cars.
I thought that was really funny. Are the diseases that the dogs have, are they just dog-to-dog diseases?
I think it's just dog shit. It's like whooping cough, but that's bad for them.
Whooping cough is bad for dogs?
It's the dog version of whooping cough.
Okay.
But niggas just dying.
You know, that's really tragic.
Yeah.
It's just,
shout out to all the dogs.
Shout out to all the dogs. Shout out to everybody who has dogs. Can you date a girl that says she doesn't like dogs?
Yeah. No. No. I couldn't date a, I could date a girl that says she don't like cats. But everybody got like dogs. Like, now you ain't got like big dogs. You can say I don't like big dogs. But you can't not like all dogs.
I dated a girl who said she didn't like birds. And
how you don't like birds?
I don't know. I want it. Like, when I get my shit, yeah. I want a pet bird.
I want a bird. I used to have pet doves.
Yeah. Pet doves?
Yeah, white doves.
Who are you? Debo?
I mean, my grandma had them.
That's so pretty tight.
That's pretty much mine. But then when I got older, I found out how much they was really worth.
Yeah.
And I started not liking my grandparents for letting them fly away.
That was a lot?
Bro, a white dove is worth like a lot of money.
Mm. Then why did they let them go out during funerals or something? Because
they didn't know. I don't know. We had like four of them. Like $2,500 a piece.
Damn.
It was like some pure white doves. I said, what the fuck is going on?
You know, my grandmother had a pet pigeon.
What?
I don't know, man. She had a pigeon. She had a bunch of shit. Like, this is like the zoo. Like, this is not the zoo. Let the weak animals die. Well,
pigeon was walking around the house?
Nah, I was in a cage inside the house. Like, but a pigeon ain't nothing but a rat with wings. You might as well just get a pet rat. Black people, man, we got to stop. We got to do better, bro. Because a lot of people, like, they eat bad food and call it culture. Then I'm the wrong one when I say I'm not eating your food.
Bro, motherfucker be turned down Mr. Dance.
Yeah.
Talking about, this the shitty.
No.
That's diabetes.
That's diabetes, my guy. I'm not eating that shit.
Motherfucker burgers dripping grease.
Bro, you put bacon in anything. They make the green beans with bacon. And then they make the greens with bacon.
Niggas is wrapping asparagus in bacon now. And it's heat.
Yeah, but it defeats the whole purpose.
It defeats the whole purpose. But I ain't saying I'm doing it too often.
But I'm doing it.
It is good.
They got the bacon wrapped in the jalapeno wrapped in bacon. That shit is delicious.
That is fire.
You wrap anything in bacon.
Some good pork bacon.
You wrap an ancient dad in bacon. He might be okay.
He might be all right.
He might be right. They put some shit on Facebook. You know the videos of the food on Facebook. I be seeing a lot of stuff on there,
bro. And it be looking so easy to make. But until you try to do it. Mm-mm. It don't come out right.
You know, white people love to put cheese and everything, like a whole block of cream cheese. That's gonna fuck my insides up. So I'm not eating any of that. They start the base with cream cheese, and they put cheese, and they put butter.
And then they put the milk in there.
Yeah,
with the whipped cream. It's like, bro, what?
I'm good.
With the egg? But it'll be looking fire.
It do be looking fire, but my butt gonna burn.
It might be worth it.
Mm-mm. Nah, man. It's a lot of stuff.
I saw some deviled eggs. It was like some jalapeno deviled eggs. And I said, what?
I saw those.
It looked good.
Why are they fighting Superman right now?
Well, you just gonna have to watch the movie.
Did he wake up and forget everything?
Well, he woke up. Yeah. And then he saw Batman, and Batman killed him.
Mm.
So it was like on sight.
All right.
I'm on your ass.
I just never understood why Batman and Superman would ever fight, because Batman is not a hero. He's just a white man in a suit with very nice accessories, bro.
White people feel entitled to a
I am
suit.
Superman. I will just melt you, my guy. That's it. I would fly you to the out of the atmosphere and drop you. You're dead, bro. There's no gun that you can.
Look.
DC stupid, bro.
Let them have it, bro.
You know what's crazy, bro?
That's because it ain't nothing. Batman is who Iron Man is.
I know. And
Iron Man's good, though. Iron Man will beat the fuck out of Batman.
I had a whole segment.
That's tight.
On Black Widow about why Iron Man was a terrorist. Because if you put a Muslim inside of that suit,
yeah.
He's definitely Saddam Hussein. Osama bin Laden. The nigga who shot them people in Florida.
I think that's why they sent him over there to shoot up them people to just eliminate that stereotype.
Oh, yeah. In the first movie?
Yeah, he did that.
Look at that. Pussy got them all the way together.
Boy.
Yeah, what's going on? We got some we got some emails, man. Thank y'all for sending in emails to ignorantfield@gmail.com. Again, Kenan is not here because he has Ebola.
Mm-hmm. And 8:18, the live show.
Yeah,
get
man.
Get some tickets, man.
How do you think the show will be?
I think it's going to be cool.
Do you think we do enough shows?
I think we've done enough here.
Yes, you said that. You've voiced your opinion about that.
I've definitely said that a few times.
You just voiced your opinion. Yes.
I want it to be more of a vibe this time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to just kicking it with my people this time.
I want to see some just some faces and some faces. Constant support. You know, when you do
these shows. I ain't got a girlfriend this show. This is going to be weird.
You don't.
This is my first show single for real.
Me too.
Damn, what we on?
Thoughtism. Deaf thoughtism. I'm deaf on some thoughtism. Yes. And I'm going to be sober the entire time so I can make my selections nicely.
Nice selections.
Yes, because ain't nothing better than some, oh my gosh, you did a good job. Pussy.
It's pussy. I might cancel the club after that show, pussy.
Yeah, it's definitely a good time. Yeah, it's more of a good time. So, yeah, 818, Epic Ultra.
Some good pussy. Mm-hmm. Some congratulations, pussy.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
I need to make some accomplishments.
Yes. Imagine my inbox after. Oh, yeah. So Black Widow has been nominated. So Ignorant Philosophy won Best Podcast of the City by League Magazine, which is a local publication here. Mm-hmm. And Black Widow is nominated for the Best Podcast in Indy by the Indianapolis Star,
which is the biggest newspaper in the city. So
yes,
imagine how star struck niggas is and me being a featured actor on that show.
So be a good thing. So if you would like to vote, the link will be in the description of this show.
And it's real cool because all you got to do is click the link. It's already selected. And you just got to type your email in, vote, boop. So we need like all 5,000 of y'all listening to do that.
Every single day until the 15th.
Every single day because it'd be really tight.
Yes. I think it would be really nice.
That's instant money.
That's instant like, oh, who are you?
Who are you? Yeah. Who are, boy.
Especially with
even just being involved in it, period, is who are you?
I think that's what Ebony said, too. Mm-hmm. Ebony posted. It was like, oh, I'm shaking. Because mm-hmm. when you do, like, Indianapolis isn't one of those places where, like, L.A. or Chicago or something like that, where you have a ton of opportunities to get your voice heard or acting skills
Indianapolis
heard.
Stars.
Yeah. So, Black Widow would be as big as it is, and then the Indianapolis Star recognizing it. It's a good thing, man. Mm-hmm. So to win that would be,
niggas might cry.
Oh, that's deaf tears. there would deaf be tears. Because I was just thinking about it today. I'm like, man, the shows are big enough for people to recognize them, mm-hmm. but not big enough to where they're competing with the bigger shows that mm-hmm. actually exist on podcast networks. We don't have the budget. To promote it the
that's
way
that's why
you,
we be needing y'all.
Yeah,
to donate.
Yeah, because there has to be money to put in. Shit, equipment upgrades, website.
We've done a lot to be broke, though.
Yeah.
We've done a lot.
We've accomplished a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, so I can't imagine what it would be like.
Having some money.
The link.
I feel like when we have some money, it'd just be free-throwing accomplishments. Like, we already doing it. Let's just be laying them up.
I think that would be cheating.
If we had some money. It would be like cheating. We'd be having cheat codes.
But black men don't cheat. So
black men don't cheat, so what we gonna do? We take the money and give it to the white man.
The white man gonna bring the money in. Mm-hmm. I know people say that black people have a lot of buying power.
No. Because Chris Brown concert was
it's
75% white.
It's all white. It's all
shout
every
out
concert.
To the black people that came, but
it's always all white, man.
All white people.
Yeah. White people, especially here.
Joe Budden podcast.
White.
Full of white people.
Nah. When people
shout
realize
out to the black
that
people,
is,
though, that's not shading black people.
As soon as they become entrepreneurs and they realize where their money comes from, we'd be like, oh shit, we're only reaching but so many people. So like us, we have but so many people that's donating, coming to the shows. Mm-hmm. But we're in Indianapolis. If we could expand that market to the white audience, we would win significantly.
Significantly.
We would win. It would be a different story if we had the white side of Indianapolis supporting. What even if it's just 3,000 of them.
Even if it's just a couple hundred.
Yeah. It'd be good.
They'll get us somewhere.
Yeah.
Shout out to the white people that do listen to the show. Put us on to your white friends.
No, Def. We definitely need a larger white audience, but the black audience has been showing so much
love. So much love.
Bro, I love it. I don't. When people talk about it on Facebook in regards to black people not supporting, I'm like, I don't know what y'all talking about.
I get messages. I want to read this message this rapper sent me today, but it's like a mile long.
What are you saying? Just like synopsis of it.
Just about how proud of me he was and how I'm an inspiration to him and a lot of niggas in the city and how I made a complete transformation and how he don't care about what anybody says. I'm a good man to him. And it was just like long until I woke up to that.
Yeah.
When I woke up at like 7 in the morning, first of all, after going to sleep at like 3, so I was nothing. I looked at my phone, said, what the fuck this nigga want?
Yeah.
Because he sent it like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
I said,
he on some BS.
He on some bullshit.
Yeah.
I woke up, he was like, man, obviously I'm high as fuck. But after he said that, it was just like, it got deep. But
yeah.
He could have been too fucked up because every word was spelled correctly.
Punctuation
right. Mm-hmm. I said, oh.
Those emails be, those messages and those emails. Somebody hit me up. I think you know who she is.
Yeah, I'm going to save that for
later purposes. I might print that on a poster. Yeah, I need that to be a poster.
That shit was good.
Brittany Nicole sent me a message today. She said, hey, I was in Miami this weekend, and I met a girl from Detroit. I told her I was from Indianapolis, and she immediately brought up a podcast that she listened to by three guys from Indy. I asked her if it was Ignorant Philosophy, and she responded yes, and she loves y'all. She said that she also listens to Black Widow. Just saying, keep up the good work. I'm happy to hear someone talk about Indy in a good light.
That is so tight.
That's hard, bro.
That's hard. That's hard. Every day, we get messages like that.
I need those every single day. All right.
Shorty said, hey, I know you got a lot going on. When is Not Really Radio coming out?
Yeah. I need that.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Fuck my depression.
Yeah.
Give me Not Really Radio. I got you. I'm not depressed, y'all, but still. Yeah. She said, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah.
Where's my shit?
Where's the show that I like so much?
That's tight.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. I said it's out now.
That is good, man. That people actually want what you spend so much time thinking about and creating. Mm-hmm. It's a good feeling. So when I tell people the messages people send me, that'd be weird. I don't like those. But messages like that say, thank you for creating what you create, or thank you for inspiring me, or I love what you're doing. Stuff like that.
It's tight.
Niggas need to see that.
Not can I be on y'all show.
Don't send those. Imagine going to work and your boss never recognizes you ever. And then one day, you say,
your friend coming into your job and saying, hey, can you hire me right now? Like,
yeah.
No.
But then you have people that is like, you know what? I really appreciate what you do at this job. And they tell you that every single day. It's going to make doing it that much better. Even though you're like, I don't make enough and I don't do this enough. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da.
My job tells me they appreciate me every day.
But that's hard.
That's tight. I come in, I look good, I smell good.
They tell me
I look good, I smell good. They say they need more people like me.
Yeah.
It's tight. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate
you. Can I work less days, though? I'm tired.
I'm tired. My homegirl said, you are always tired. I said, bro, I work out like 4 days a week, and I go to work, and I do something that's mentally draining.
Boy.
I'm tired.
I can just do a lot.
Yeah, I'm tired. Plus, I be trying to recuperate from the weekend.
I'd be cool by Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but then I start my shit Friday though.
Yeah.
So it's like starting Friday, I get no sleep until fucking Monday.
Yeah.
Monday night. And then I just don't catch up on it until Thursday. It just starts over. Thursday be a really good day though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good on Thursdays.
And then Friday is.
Friday, I'm up till 4 a.m.
Every time, bro.
It's like, damn, man.
Send emails to ignorantphil@gmail.com. This first email says, what's up, Ignorant Phil family? This isn't really an email with a question, more like an observation, I guess. I was listening to last week's episode, and y'all were talking about the Chris Brown tour and how people said it was buns. Well, I'm out in Vegas, and I went to the concert Saturday, and let me just tell you, Rich the Kid isn't worth money to see. He came out with no energy and pretty much just did background vocals.
He was the first one.
Background vocals while the DJ played four of his songs. Then he bowed out and walked off stage. Six Black was all right. Most of the audience only knew like three songs, but he did a way better job than Rich the Kid. Herb blew the roof off the place, and Chris Brown had a cold and still gave a 10 out of 10 performance. My observation is that rap is becoming way too easy to become famous, and the younger generation of artists don't have to put in the time, hustle, or energy like artists like Chris Brown. Love y'all. Keep up the amazing work. This might be true.
I mean, rappers ain't never really put as much effort into their shows as R&B artists did.
They didn't have to. But back in the day, you did have to work harder than everybody else to be recognized.
You did.
You know what I'm saying?
But
so now it's so easy for you to do whatever and get a follow.
That's easy. It's easy for everybody. You can't just put that on rappers, though. Like, it's hard. It's motherfuckers that sing. Motherfuckers that play the piano. Motherfuckers that do a lot of things that are just out there.
I think the observation that I made is that Poindexter is no better or worse than a lot of rappers that I like from the city. However, when you meet him, when you see his graphics, when you see him perform,
it looks better.
It looks way better than everybody else. And that's not me shitting on anybody that I know that makes music, but Poindexter on stage in a room full of rappers, you're going to remember who he is.
Remember who he is.
Him and Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh does it with them dance moves.
Yeah, he be out here.
He be out here.
Yeah, oh God.
Shoot. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just, yeah, I don't know, because now I hear a lot of rappers rapping about, like, being depressed and doing drugs and all that kind of stuff, and I get it, but that's not entertaining. I was never the one that liked to hear music that reminded me of my poverty
I'm a lover, so I like songs like shit about Drake.
Yes.
I go through shit that Drake be talking about.
With the women's.
The women's and just niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go to Dubai, so I ain't got to kick it with none of you guys.
Right.
That is.
I need a fucking vacation.
Hey, man. That's just me, though. But that's why I never got into Webby, Boosie, Truck. I don't want to hear this
I
shit,
loved
bro.
Webby, but at the time I loved Boosie and Webby, I was on 21st and Arlington, so it makes sense.
It makes sense, bro. I was not.
Now,
I don't want to hear that shit, bro. That shit is so negative.
Why are you shooting people still? Why are we selling drugs? What's going on?
That nigga, I don't know. I know people who really love Boosie, but I'm like, bro, if you ride around the ghetto, I can understand. But I shop at nice Whole Foods and shit. Cool. I can't pull up the Whole Foods banging Boosie and Webby.
Oh, Dolph?
No.
Def can pull up banging Dolph.
I Def might pull up banging Dolph.
Shout out to Dolph.
Since he got shot, though, it's been different.
It's been a little different. Key Glock, though. His little cousin, Key Glock. He's good.
Who?
His little cousin or nephew or something. His name Key Glock. He's good.
I don't know who that is.
Listen Key? To the song Russian Cream. It's real good.
Is it a rapper? He's
a rapper.
Street, I love that street song. Nigga?
Street nigga.
Okay.
I love that song, the Russian Cream.
Second email. Hello, fellas. Special hey boo to Boogie.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
Thank you guys for helping me make my road trip destinations. To make it to my road trip destinations. The reason I'm writing is the most recent episode, He's on Fire. There's a listener that wrote in about him not being into the girl whose virginity he took. At the end of his letter, he said her box was trash, but he continued to smash her. I think that's stupid and a lie, because who has time to waste on trash sex? So my question is, have you guys ever told a girl that her box was good when it's actually trash, or have you ever dealt with a girl that had a trash box?
I tell you what, there's a thing called a drought. And when you go through droughts, sometimes you start seeing things and feeling things a little differently when you get your hands on something. So you get some trash box, but you ain't getting no box. So a trash box feel good for a while.
It's like when you only got Reggie to smoke.
Yeah, like that Reggie hitting up. But then you feel some loud, and now I want loud. And your shit really not as good as I thought it was.
Have you guys ever told a girl that her box was good when it's actually trash? Yes.
In the moment, yeah.
Wait. You told her? Oh, yeah.
I've done it in the moment.
You just don't want that on your conscience of telling a woman that her box is trash. Because I told a girl that her sweater was ugly and she hated me for forever. So I can only imagine what she would have done I told her.
This is where being an asshole becomes a gift and a curse, because I can say that a woman's box is trash seriously.
And she think you're playing.
So I've done it, and I'm serious, but if they want to laugh it off, that's cool. I was serious, though.
Nah,
I'm just not
at a place. I don't think I've ever been in a place where I would tell a woman that her box was trash. We just faked the orgasms.
I've definitely faked like 3 times in my
life. And I faked like 5, and 2 of them was the same person.
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
But I just don't feel like. Women don't tell niggas that these boxes is trash. They might text who they want to sleep with.
If it's been 30 minutes and I ain't felt like nothing yet, I'm out of here,
boy.
I'm out of here. I ain't even feeling like nothing. Like, I ain't even got close yet.
Mm-mm.
I'm out.
Mm-mm. I mean, nah, and have you ever dealt with a girl that had trash box? Yeah, the same girl. So, I mean,
it's out here.
It's deaf out here.
We out here having sex. So, I mean, shit, we've come across some trash vagina. I hope you don't have none, boo.
But. You know what I thought about today, bro? I wanted to put on Facebook, she doesn't really love you. She's just tired of looking.
Mm-hmm. That's real, bro.
But I ain't want to have no backlash, because somebody be like, that's not true.
Well, there's a lot of people out here in relationships because somebody just want to pass time by.
Yeah.
I thought about getting it once. I just want to be like a little part-time girl. Just just help me through this transition.
Yeah. Be supportive.
You ain't going to be here too long.
Yeah.
Like, just get me through here.
The idea that people, it's like a drug, man. But
love is like a drug. I think love is a disease.
If you've ever seen a person look for drugs after the club, it's almost very similar
to a motherfucker looking for pussy after the club.
Or love, just in general. Mm-hmm. Like, you would never put yourself through these things had you not been under the pressure.
Influence.
Yeah. Like, you're under the influence of looking for love, the desperation. You're doing things that you would never have done.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find somebody that you shouldn't even be with, and then you're going to be like, oh, man, I would.
You're going to stay with them, stressing, tripping.
And then once it's over, they be like, that wasn't love. No shit, Sherlock
no
Holmes.
No shit, it what?
We told you that. But this movie's so ass.
Bro, I'm so shitty they got this nigga's Batman now. Ben Affleck.
Yes.
They should have kept the old dude, Christian Bale.
Why did they change it?
I don't, Christian didn't want to do it no more, I guess. He was the best one. That's kind of cool, though. Like, if I was the best at something, I'll just drop the mic.
Well, that's what Iron, that's what the dude who played Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., yeah. He said, I want to be done with this before it gets too corny.
Yeah, I don't want to do it no more. I feel him.
I don't think he can get corny, though. Just don't, I mean, he could be an Avengers, just don't make any more
just
Iron
Just don't. Mans. He should be like Professor X is now, just be the OG.
Yeah, don't make any more Iron Man.
Pull
Mans.
Up when he want to pull up, fuck shit up, don't have your own movie.
Why haven't they made a Hulk movie?
Hulk was ass. They haven't remade a Hulk movie.
I don't know why they haven't remade a Hulk movie.
Because they started the franchise off. They started the remakes off with the Hulk movies. If I'm
and they were correct. Trash.
Yeah,
Fantastic Four was trash.
Yeah, but film don't count.
Spider-Man, trash.
Spider-Man heat. I ain't never seen a trash Spider-Man.
The Green Lantern one?
It was the first one, but it don't count. It came in 2007.
When did Iron Man come out?
A little after that.
2008, 2009?
Bro, shit, technology moves fast, all right?
It does.
And the first Iron Man don't look that good.
It doesn't. Like, it doesn't. The thought of a nigga flying around in a suit was probably just really tight.
Probably just really tight.
But the new Spider-Mans, they're really good. Yeah.
I can't wait. I saw the trailer for the new one.
There's a trailer for it
already? Well, no, it's not a trailer. I saw the poster. I lied. I saw the poster for
Shout out to American Horror Story that should be dropping soon. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm a fan, it's over.
I finished Orange is the New Black.
Why? Was it good?
It was lackluster. This season was all right. Ain't nobody die, but the motherfuckers that was only in it for this season, so I felt disappointed.
You can't have a season of anything without anybody dying. Right. What are you doing? Orange is the New Black was really good the first two seasons. Because
motherfuckers was dying.
I mean, just was good.
Now everybody just...
You in jail. It was just the odds.
But motherfuckers got out. They did play homegirl at the end, though. Shorty thought she was getting out of jail, mm-hmm. but she was an immigrant, so when she walked out, they had the ICE buses waiting on her.
She thought
she was going home.
She got deported.
About to take your ass back to Mexico.
Yikes.
I said, damn, played her.
Third email. Hey, guys. I said, I replied to this person. I said, hey, I'm going to read the email. Mm-hmm. But if we roast you mm-hmm. for asking these dumbass questions,
ooh,
don't be mad.
Permission to roast.
Here's a few fun would you rather questions my friends and I recently came up with that I thought would be perfect for your show. I feel like someone has sent in an email like this before, but if they have, mine is more fun. I'm glad you think so, because I've read these questions. They're not. For the rest of your life, would you rather have frequent sex whenever you want, but each time you only got a mediocre nut?
What?
Or did she say, in parentheses, equal to you jacking off? I don't think you understand how good those
Boy,
are.
Boy, that nut be heat. Good for the day. What did you talk
about? Good for the week. I might delete your number.
My
after.
Boy, I done boy.
Or
hey.
only have sex once a year, but the nut is the most amazing and intense spiritual experience you've ever had. See, I don't look for spiritual experiences.
I'm not out here trying to experience some type of nirvana from a nut. Like, I'm trying to bust a nut. What you talking about? Give me my little mediocre joint.
Intense like, spiritual experience. What, like,
what
you talking
what you
about?
On some drugs? What you got? Yeah. I feel like I could do acid, drop some DMD or some shit,
and
feel that. What's this shit called? DMP or some shit? Do that?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I don't know about that.
I think it's a woman thing, because they always, not all of them, but a lot of them be like, I'm looking for something deeper when it's this. Like, no, I don't. What are you talking
what
about?
What are you talking about? How much deeper you want to get?
If sex is only there to reproduce, why are you looking for something extra when we're not trying to reproduce? You're looking for some spiritual.
Some spiritual guide in my dick. Like, I don't know.
I'm not here to do this. So, second question. Would you rather date a girl whose foundation never matches her skin tone, or date a girl whose leave-out doesn't match the rest of her weave?
I'm not dating a girl who ain't got shit matching like that.
I'm not dating neither one of them.
Right. But why ain't your shit together, for one?
I've dated a girl with, like, sometimes you only see in the when it's the light messing up.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some caps. I've seen sometimes the shit peeling up a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not choosing that on purpose.
I'm definitely not choosing that on purpose.
You didn't look like that when I was with you, when I found you.
I'm not doing neither.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not doing either, man. They were. Oh,
I don't even know what a chick looks like when her foundation doesn't match her skin tone. Like, you're talking about like Lil' Kim?
Yes.
Oh.
She looks dead.
Give me shorty with the hair then.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take, cause sometimes I really don't know what neither one of these look like.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
The chick who like is the front of their hair. I can't describe it, but it's like they have like a little bit of hair right here that doesn't match the weave that's in the back.
Oh. Bitches is so trash. Why are you even out here like that?
When you looked in the mirror, you saw this.
I saw a nigga wearing a Vizu pants. And like, look.
For real?
And he had an academics polo on. With some black Air Forces.
Mitch Match designer.
I said, who let you in here? That's why some of them are cool in downtown because they let nigga in with black Air Forces.
You cannot be in a club with black Air Forces on. My cousin left his black Forces in the back in his mom's spare bedroom. I really wanted to burn them.
Like, why? That?
I really wanted to go on the patio, burn them, send him the video of them, then take the shoes that I burnt to his house and say, don't ever buy these. Like, you had to get these out of a prison commissary. They don't even sell it. I haven't seen Black Forces at Finish Line or Foot Locker.
You got these off somebody's power line.
I just don't think that. Anyway, I think the equivalent of that is a woman dating a nigga that wears Black Forces, because there are women who actually look for guys who wears.
All right, ladies, would you rather date a nigga that sags his pants
and holds
down
his
to
belt
his
up.
Knees and still holds his belt up, or a nigga that wears... We really not that bad of people.
No. Somebody said something about men should go bald when their hairline starts to change. And I said, your friend has been bald since her whole life, and all she did was put a weave on. You know, so I'm going to get a lace front.
Speaking of all these upgrades, I was watching something on something, and they was talking about it was this barber who basically invented these hair pieces for dudes.
Yes.
And he was talking about how he just feels like guys should have something to boost their confidence the same way women do.
Boom.
And I said, that you put it better than anyone ever has.
Yes.
We should be able to boost our confidence the same way women do.
Yes.
Y'all out here not look like yourselves. We should be able to put a hairline on.
Yeah. If you walked in a club and you know that all of these items on you are fake and just, you know what I mean, things that make you look better and make you feel better, that's cool.
Then you don't talk shit with a nigga trying to do it.
Yeah, just let me get me a hair piece one time.
Right. I'm trying to, I might want braids one day. And his hair piece allows me to have them. I want two braids to the back. I want the fuckboy cut with two braids to the back. See what I look like.
Oh, I want the fuckboy cut with the shave size, with the little bun on
top.
Yeah,
with the little bun. Mm-hmm. With his hair piece, you can do that.
I'm deaf something.
I'm something. It's like 50. Something. They just can't get it wet. I don't swim. I don't sweat. It's going to get cold outside.
Mm-mm.
I ain't sweating. Let's get it.
That's crazy. I need that option.
That's hard.
That's real hard, bro. Would you rather take a guaranteed $100,000 or a 50-50 chance at $1 million?
I guarantee $100,000.
I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure who would pick the 50-50 chance. I know my luck. And I know that my luck in regards of money.
Water.
Yeah. My luck in regards of podcasting has been great. My luck outside of that has not.
It's just broke. Come on in with that right now.
I need that $100,000
right now. I'm not chancing shit.
Yeah. I'm not chancing anything. Last one. Would you rather be famous when you're alive and forgotten when you die, or unknown while alive but famous after you die?
I want to be famous while I'm alive. Why would I want to be famous after I'm dead? I was miserable all my life. Then I died. Motherfuckers is rejoicing my life and I don't get to enjoy it. What are you talking about?
Not really sure what weed y'all smoked when y'all made these questions.
Would you rather enjoy your life after you're dead or while you're still here?
Who do you think I am? XXXTentacion?
What's going on? No. What do you mean?
Let me smell my roses while I can smell them.
While I can smell them. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm good. Why they can't kill this nigga? Who is this nigga that they can't kill?
Bro, this nigga, I don't know his name, man. But he, Superman really came through and just knocked this nigga out, though. Like,
yeah.
He could have just, this movie could have ended when it started if Superman would have just punched this nigga, like, real talk.
So they froze the sword. Old girl hit the sword, broke it in half, so now he's powerless.
Yeah.
So that's all they had to do the entire time.
Bro, that's all they had to do was get Superman
to freeze it and then break it.
And he didn't even have to. He could have just handled this nigga by himself. Like, this whole movie I'm watching, we talking about the fucking
Justice League.
Justice League movie. The whole movie, like at the end of the movie, I said, why ain't they just get Superman on his ass in the beginning? This whole movie was drawn out for Superman to beat this dude.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it is. That's crazy. Whatever. DC, me and Boogie were talking about how we don't understand how DC still is trash when they have a blueprint of what to do called Marvel.
Imagine it being a podcast in the city better than us, and we continue to be trash in comparison.
Yes. Why would I do that?
Why would we do that? Shout out to all the podcasts that felt that.
I cannot believe this movie was dragged out.
That shit ass as fuck.
Fourth email. What up, guys? So I was dating this guy for 6 months. Relationship got boring, so he broke up. I found out that I was pregnant like a month ago. My question is, am I trifling if I start having sex with someone else? Me and my ex don't deal with each other at all.
Why, are you pregnant? I mean, do what you gotta do. I mean, shit, you gotta get the baby out of there somehow.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. I had a similar situation happen to me a couple months ago, and I'm gonna tell you that was a good experience.
You had sex with a pregnant girl?
Yes.
I said fire. Yes. 5-star pussy right there.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely definitely a situation. Different situation.
Well, you bend the pregnant girl over. She got that ball right there that works as a levee wedge thingy. I don't know what, like you got a seesaw kind of action going when she laying on her stomach.
I don't know why I visualized that.
Heat.
But yeah. I don't know. I mean, if it's your vagina, you can do
whatever you want to do with it. I always felt like growing up, childish me, I always felt like having sex with a pregnant girl, my dick was like hitting the baby head. I ain't want to do that, but that ain't what happened.
That's not going to happen. Your shit's not that big, my guy.
I still sometimes think that, but I'll be in there.
That's my own ego talking.
That's my own ego talking.
No. I don't think you're trifling. I just think that it didn't work out. What you supposed to do? Not have sex for 9
ever?
Months?
Like,
wait, how many months is it?
9.
No, I know. I mean, I know that they hold the baby for 9 months, but how long after the baby?
6 weeks after you can't have sex.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm trying to have sex all the way up until the 6 weeks. And as a pregnant woman, you got to have sex anyway. You got to loosen up your shit. So if you don't fuck with your baby daddy, shit.
Hey, man.
Somebody got to do their duty.
Somebody got to do their due diligence. What up, Ignorant Field Gang? I'm a big fan. Started listening to it. Yes.
Damn, they out here today.
They out here today. I'm a big fan. Started listening about a year ago. I haven't missed the episode since. Mm-hmm. Keenan be killing the intro. I'm writing y'all because I fucked up. I lost the perfect girl to me. We were together for 7 years and we're engaged and almost married. She left me May 15th and I've gone through a crazy emotional roller coaster since. I've cried my eyes out, got messed up, found a new chick, went out with my bros, went on a few dates, da 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 da. The problem is none of them are helping me get over my ex. She was amazing, thick, beautiful, smart, funny, loyal. Honest, no games, barely on social media, stuck to me like a glue, just an all-around amazing woman. Of course, I treated her like shit all 7 years.
so what you asking us for?
I'm going to skip to the end of this. He said, I literally have no way of contacting her now. She moved back to her hometown, changed her number and her mailing address.
Right.
I think the fact that she said that she still loves me is what kills me. We could have been great together if I would have just gotten my shit together and made her happy.
No. I mean, what does he want?
He said, I miss her so much and I want her back more than anything. I guess I just wanted to vent more than ask for advice. Oh, okay. So I'm going to be on your head, my guy.
Well, then vent away and get roasted. 'Cause
7 years is a long time to treat somebody
like shit. And then you didn't realize how good they was while you were treating her like shit. And you know what? I that's the theory I told you about before. People don't realize what they don't have until you take it away from them. So when it comes to like ghosting people, like, you do that because, all right, I've tried to tell you that I was done playing, and you still playing, so now I'm leaving. And now you want to get your shit together. Now you want to come back around. Nah.
Yeah.
It's too late. Yeah. You treated this girl like shit for 7 years.
She ghosted your ass.
She's not coming back.
She's never coming back.
Never coming back.
You know what's going to happen? A nigga like me going, skirt, skirt.
And she can still love you.
Love ain't enough.
But stay up from around me. Love ain't enough.
Love is not enough.
Love is not enough, bro. I don't want to deal with you. I can love the fuck out of you.
Love is not enough.
No. Bye. Nah, I'm cool. But nah.
I just don't. For 7 years is a long time to treat somebody like crap and then expect them to forgive you for 7 years worth of crap. Because the thing about it is what's going to happen is even if she give you another chance, you still might get too comfortable
And start treating her like shit again. I'm not giving nobody a second chance. She probably is giving him a million chances in that 7 years.
7 years, bro?
He said he treated her like shit, so he's probably...
That's a lot of chances she gave you. And you... Yeah, you're not going to get blessed like that again, my boy.
Fuck no.
Nah, somebody going to find her.
I hope I find her. She's pretty and thick.
You feel me?
And educated.
You feel me?
Hopefully to the show and off social media. What? He acting up.
Man, you know what? We have to stop excusing people for being dumb. I mean, this just goes to, I think it's because I don't think black men. I'm gonna limit this to black men because I don't want to hit the butterfly. I mean, hit the beehive.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck the beehive. So my thing is this: you don't know what the purpose of a relationship is because they paint it as. You love me, I love you, let's be together.
Mm-hmm.
When, in actuality, most other races or whatever, mm-hmm. they get married because it's beneficial for me. Mm-hmm.
You That's do why this families for, have arranged marriages yeah, and shit.
You do this for me, I do this for you. This is how good we work together because a lot of people that love each other aren't good for each other. Mm-hmm. So for the rest of our lives, you wouldn't be a good teammate for me.
Not at all.
So I don't
think
we're good friends. We have good sex. We hang out.
Good partners.
Yeah, but the rest of our life, because love isn't enough.
Mm-mm, it's not.
You love me, I love you, so we're going to try to live together when you're not a great teammate. That's like LeBron is a great person, a great basketball player, but until he gets him a Scottie Pippen or Shaquille O'Neal to Kobe Bryant or whatever other dynamic duo, you won't win. He won when he had Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his, you know what I mean? That's the thing. But people don't look at it like that. So my nigga, she left you. You was not a good partner. 7 years? She wasted a lot of time. That's a lot of.
She getting all that back with a new nigga. So.
You feel me? He in front of back right now listening to this show.
Fat old ass.
Yeah, he in front of back right now, bro. You just got to make sure that when you meet a new girl.
You don't treat her like shit.
Dumbass boy. First, I want to thank you all for being the sixth email.
You own it today.
First, I want to thank you all for being the truly ignorant guys you are. My boyfriend of 2 years recently passed away, and I can no longer listen to the radio/music without memories of him coming back, so I started listening to podcasts and stumbled upon you guys. All have helped me keep my mind off all of the BS and just laugh a little bit every once in a while. That is very touching.
That is tight.
That's tight, man. That's really good. Now, my questions. One, you listened to R. Kelly's 19-minute song? I admit, yes.
Yes.
We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And one verse of the song, he admits he can't read or write, and because of that, he signed a lot of bogus contracts and now is broke. So my second question to you all is, would you all sacrifice being able to read or write if it meant a lot of fame and fortune?
No.
Floyd Mayweather can't read or write.
All right.
And it doesn't seem like he needs to. Doesn't seem like he needs to do either.
But Floyd Mayweather has people in place to take care of him that he trusts.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with these people. So, like, there was a bond grown. Yes. Like, but to say, I feel like this question is like, if we woke up tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
we couldn't read and write, but we was rich and famous, like, I don't want to do that because I'm probably ignorant now and I don't know who to trust.
I don't know who to trust.
I'm getting played. I don't want none of that.
So, I just don't understand how people can get played and people are still alive. That is my thing.
If I can't read and write, I'm probably retarded and I'm going to shoot you.
I just don't understand how you could play somebody out of millions of dollars and they're not dead.
Mm-hmm.
My dog, do you know what happens when I lose $20? How my insides of my body feel?
We broke though, so I don't know. Niggas is rich losing money like that. Mark Zuckerberg lost $500 million or whatever he lost. It's a lot. And he ain't
But if R. Kelly broke, then he lost millions of dollars too.
Yeah.
He been singing since 1989.
A long time ago.
1988.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
Read and write? I need to be able to read and write so I can text these. I need to text.
Yeah, I can't text no hoes. What I got this money for? All this money and fame. I can't call no hoes to hotel. Can't read and write.
You got to call them.
Got to call them. I can't dial a number. Can't read.
You can read numbers, bro. I don't think that's how that works.
If you can read letters, you can't read numbers?
Can't you just learn how to read?
Yeah, you can just learn how to read.
But you got to be dyslexic then.
Right.
Because I think R. Kelly's dyslexic. I don't think he can't read. I think because he can might, just learn how to
be dyslexic.
He can't learn how to read and write.
Yeah, because you could just go learn.
You could just go learn. Because it's not, I had to learn as a kid.
So I'm sure an adult could learn. In no time.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how any of this works, but I'm good. Because in actuality, I really don't want to be like super duper rich.
I don't
want
to be super rich and famous.
I could do with $200,000 a year, just creating and hanging out with my friends and be cool. Living Carmel or something.
Half a million a year.
That's a lot of money, my guy. $500,000 a year, that's a lot of money.
It's a couple shows a month.
That's a lot of money.
That's a couple shows a month.
That Calvin Harris, I don't know if people who listen to the show who know who Calvin Harris is, but Calvin Harris was the most grossing DJ in 2018. $48 million. Dollars.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of money.
That's a lot. I only want $500,000.
Bro, it's a lot. It's people making money out here, bro.
Yeah, it is. And I want some.
I need so all of
make
it.
Make sure y'all come to our show, 8:18, Epic Ultra Lounge.
Yes.
Make sure y'all buy some Thought Ink t-shirts. Make sure y'all.
Trapper Tacos, too.
Trapper Tacos, too. Make sure y'all hit the Patreon link. Yes. Donate to Ignorant Philosophy and Black Widow.
Yes. Yeah. All that shit. And be sure to vote for Black Widow, Indie Star. Indie Star, best podcast of Indianapolis. I need y'all to vote for that every day.
Need that.
The opportunity on the other side of that.
It's crazy.
I can only imagine.
That's a door opening.
It's a door opening.
The door already cracked open. Yeah. Just for me to mention, but kicking it open would be tight.
Man, I really would like the love and support of this, the people who love us to go ahead and do that. August 18th, Epic Ultra Lounge. We are in the building. Again, Keenan is not on this episode because he has Ebola and the kneecaps. I don't know. He said he had a headache and he was throwing up.
It just sounded like pneumonia to me.
Or food poisoning.
Food poisoning. He ate some bad poom poom.
Poom poom poom.
Poom 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 poom.
Yes. But other than that, man, anything else going on? It's a short episode, man. It's an hour and 7 minutes. It's too short.
It's long.
It's not long.
We've recorded shorter.
We have, 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm satisfied. I don't have nothing else going on.
Hey, shout out to Dynasty. Been talking to Dynasty lately. A lot of you are, if you are new, you don't know who she is, but there is a point in time where there is a woman on this episode, on this show. Mm-hmm. She was very vital to the show because she kept me from cussing people out very early on. That's what I'm talking about, marriages.
Glad you got some growth.
That marriage was needed between me and Dine because Dynasty prevented me from cussing out and ruining a lot of relationships because people thought it was okay to just do dumb shit.
And it's not.
And it's not. But we are... for the 300th episode, things are going to change. I want it to change.
Yeah.
In regards to this format, stuff like that. I do want Dynasty to come back. She was good, man.
She was just
her and Di used to, her and Keenan used to argue all the time.
All the time. She used to cook.
She did used to cook.
She used to come in looking good.
Yeah.
She just look good.
Yeah.
She get shit done.
Yeah. So there's a book that I'm reading right now. I'm going to actually, as soon as we're done recording, I'm going to buy an audio book because I'm tired of sitting down to read. I just don't
see if it's on YouTube for you, pod.
Yes, it is on YouTube.
There you go.
But I need to take it off of YouTube and listen to it, and I don't know how to do that.
Just
Dropbox. Boom. Just
take the
audio off and put it on Dropbox.
Yeah.
But I need to be able to listen to it when my phone's closed.
Put it on, sing it to your iTunes.
Now I had to take my Apple Music.
Bro, you want to listen to it or not? Like, shit, just do it. Like, what are you talking about?
But do you understand how Apple Music works? You can't have Apple Music and put music in your iTunes. You can't do that.
But you can sync the shit to your iTunes on your phone.
I can make a playlist.
Yeah, on your phone.
Playlist like a Serato.
Mm-hmm. Or put a private track on SoundCloud.
Boom, there. That's what it is right there. That's what it is. So yeah, there's a book called The Power of Now that I am reading. And it's probably one of the most... Other than Still Like an Artist, Show Your Work, the Four Agreements, this might be right there in regards of how important this.
Yeah, we'll check that out.
It's really, man, it's really, really good in regards of getting out. If you have a problem of getting out of your way, that's the book you should read in regards of just the past shit that makes you be like, I can't do this or, yes, because I believe that there are a lot of things hindering just me in general that I've tried to come to terms with now to make me better, like just to do projects, work on projects and stuff like that. This book, The Power of Now, you have to check it out.
Barnes & Noble?
Where'd
you get it from? That's what I'm asking.
Barnes & Noble.
All right, so say
yeah. But you can buy it off Amazon. I got it off Amazon, but you can probably go to Barnes & Noble.
Oh. I don't like ordering shit.
Is that Deadpool? Talking to him? Why is he bald headed?
No, that's not Deadpool. That's I forgot his name.
He looks like Deadpool.
Yeah, but his name's like Deathstroke or some shit.
Bruh, I don't get. All right. Anyway, yes. If you are a book reader, I know it's a lot of people out there that reads a lot of books. I just haven't been able to ever sit down and read a book except Harry Potter. I was able to read the first six of those.
Three Zane books in my life. I read a book that my sister-in-law's mom wrote called Stuck in a Maze or some shit. It was a good book.
Yeah.
And I read Still Like an Artist.
Show Your Work.
I haven't read Show Your Work. You borrow it.
Because Carlos got it. AR. Cutbox got it. He's had it as long as.
Your own niggas.
Hey, man, people never get my books back. But yeah, people out there reading books for like self-help or just empowerment. Send those to us or send them to me, but send the audio book.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch videos, if it's any videos that's ever inspired y'all,
send those too.
I like that shit.
Yes, and I'm the Famous Nobody, THA Famous Nobody. Follow me on all social media accounts. I'm here with my brother, DJ Boogie Bang.
DJ Boogie Bang, buy a t-shirt at thoughtinc.kencustom.com.
The link will be in the description because I know you are not going to remember that.
Definitely not going to remember that.
August 18th, please come out to the show at Epic Ultra Lounge. And we'll see y'all when we see y'all, man.
Skr, skr.
You need three jobs again.
Right, what is he on?
You done laid one of them jobs.
Oh,
you acting tall.
You acting tall.
I punch a motherfucker in their knee and their elbow so quick.
Bro, I just been real petty lately. I've been calling people crusty, musty. But I know a lot of women that cheat.
I do too.
It be your old niggas. That's crazy.
It do, boy.
People need more people to spread not just positive vibes, but motivational vibes. To motivate somebody to do something that's different.
Too many people are here to spread negativity so easily.
Ignorance, which really better means ignorance. So the place where you are in life is where you've put yourself.